This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday the U.S. is setting expectations for how they want the Chinese Communist Party to behave. This as the United States ordered China to close its consulate in the southwestern U.S. city of Houston, Texas. The move is due to what the U.S. calls the persistent problem of Beijing's theft of American intellectual property. At a news conference, Pompeo said it's not just intellectual property in America the Chinese are stealing.
In European intellectual property, too, costing hundreds of thousands of jobs, good jobs for hardworking people all across Europe and America, stolen by the Chinese Communist Party.
Speaking to reporters in Beijing, China's foreign ministry spokesman accused the United States of harassing Chinese diplomatic and consular staff. China has until Friday to shut down the consulate. Relations between the world's two largest economies have steadily worsened in recent months over a number of issues, including trade, technology, the new national security law imposed on Hong Kong, and the new coronavirus. The number of coronavirus infections around the world surpassed 15 million Wednesday, with more than a quarter of those cases in the hardest hit country, the United States. At a news conference, U.S. President Donald Trump said there are positive numbers about the virus in most parts of the nation.
Our nationwide positive test rate is beginning to decline and is currently at 8.8% compared to over 16% at its peak in April. It's coming down. It's coming down fairly rapidly.
Latin America is one of the hardest hit regions in the world, with more than 4 million cases and almost 173,000 people killed by COVID-19. Brazil alone has 2.2 million cases. This is VOA News.